lovely soul, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Mikey, and I'm a spiritual healer and mentor, and I am a mental and super consciousness coach. Today, I want to speak about love. Yes, I know everyone wants to speak about love. Everyone speaks about love, sings about love, writes about love. Everyone talks about love. But do we really know what love is? What is love? How do you experience love? How do you perceive the presence of love? When do you know that love is here? And when do you know that love is not here? How do you perceive the absence of love? And what are you connecting to love or to be loved? What is your relationship with love? Did you ever ask you, what are you connecting to love? If you look in the history, if you have read books, if you have heard songs, then you know that love is in the general thinking connected with suffering, because we are talking about a lost love, an unfulfilled love. Rarely we hear people talking about a fulfilled love, about wonderful, nurturing and sweet love. We hear them talking about the pain of love, the pain of missing love, the pain of missing a beloved person, the pain of being hurt for love, the pain of suffering for love. And we hear a lot of beliefs people have about love, like, I have to suffer for love. And, oh, I don't see you suffer. That wasn't a big love. And then you start doubting and you think, oh my gosh, she's right, she's right. I have to suffer more to convince yourself that you have been able to love. Did you ever think about that? Think about your last failed relationship and think, when you started creating this feeling of love inside of you for the person because you didn't feel love, or you didn't feel what you think is love. Because this is a really hypothetical thing. You experience love, but you don't perceive it as love because it is not connected with pain. Maybe that person is treating you well, so you think this person isn't loving me, or I don't love that person. Because you miss the pain, you're lacking the pain, you're lacking the suffer, you're lacking the sacrifice. So, what is your own connection to love? And why? And why do you think you love someone? Because you suffer, because you miss him, because you're longing for someone, because you're crying in your bed because of the absence of that person? Is that really love? Is that how love is meant to be? Conceptions and misconceptions of love. The history, the society, the theology as well. Everyone is talking about suffering for love, sacrificing for love, getting hurt for love. And this is what you are creating in your life. This is when guys say that girls are creating constant drama. This is what they mean when they say that. This is not a judgment. This is a very good observing. And it is not only about girls. I don't want to judge here as well. It is that all of us, we are creating a situation that let us think that we are loving, because only a few of us can see love from a higher perspective. Only a few of us can perceive love itself, love as it really is. You can experience love between you and another person, but this is not necessarily suffering. This is not necessarily feeling pain, feeling loss, feeling lack. This is not love. When you suffer, you don't experience love. When you suffer the absence of a person, you are experiencing the fear of loss. When you sacrifice yourself to be loved or to think that you would be loved and to sacrifice yourself to convince yourself that you are loving the person, because maybe you don't experience or feel what you would love to feel, and you think that could be love, that couldn't be love, because I'm not feeling anything like suffer, pain, jealousy, hurt, wound. Then you start sacrificing yourself to experience what you think love is. What is love? What is your concept of love? What is your idea about love? Take your time and sit down and try to find out what is your idea about love, and when do you think love is present? Do you feel light or do you feel heavy? What is your concept of love?